Why should he lie? What's he got to gain?
Attention, maybe. This is a quiet, frightened, insignificant old man who has been nothing all his life. Nobody knows him. Nobody quotes him. Nobody seeks his advice after 75 years. That's a very sad thing to me, nothing. Man like this needs to be quoted, to be listened to. Very important to him.
That's from 12 Angry Men, a dynamite film if you haven't seen it. It's got Henry Fonda and a lot of famous people in it. It's just fabulous. Now imagine being 75 years old. The context of this is it's a murder trial for a young kid. And one of the witnesses is a 75-year-old man. So you say, oh, God, you know, this old man is so innocent. He's just assumed innocent. But what if he isn't? What if he's in the limelight and he wants to lie? He wants to accuse his boy. He really doesn't care about the boy, but he just wants to get in the limelight. He wants to be the big-time witness that comes forward and say, the kid killed. The kid did it. The kid is the murderer. Think about people in your own life. Think about maybe aging parents who reflect back on their lives and it's empty. They didn't live the lives they want. They lived in the shadows of other people, or they just never made the effort to enjoy their life. And so now they're a rabble-rouser as they're getting older. They're cantankerous. They're angry. They're resentful. They're envious of people who are living their lives. If you're dealing with one of these aging parents, these elderly parents, pick up the phone and give me a call. It's very tough to do that. I have a close friend of mine is dealing with that right now with one of her family members. So visibility, psychological visibility is very important. We all want it, but we want to earn it. It's not, when I say psychological visibility, feeling important to the people that matter most to you in your life, whether it's your kids or a spouse. How many marriages go down the tube because you no longer feel visible or valued or important? Or even as a coworker, you feel like your coworker doesn't give you any respect, or a boss doesn't give you any respect, or your employees don't. Those are the types of issues you can pick up the phone and call me on right now. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. That means this show's for you. Your happiness matters. You can pick up the phone and give me a call on any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. And of course, it's not therapy. It's a time for me to give you some advice and possibly put you on a better track. And if you need therapy, you can pursue that also. My number's toll free. You can jot this down. 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free. 1-877-DR-KENNER. And also visit my website. It's drkenner.com. So you can pick up the phone right now and give me a call if you'd like. Now, my husband and I recently, we took a trip to Boston and back, and we got in the bus and we're behind two young teenage girls. And they're yapping away. They're adorable. They're darling looking girls. We're listening to them, not because we want to, but because our jaws were just dropping. They're talking about friends and boyfriends, and like, you know, what struck us about their conversation was like, you know, was not what they were saying. I didn't retain a thing of what they said about all the gossip going on, but like, you know, their style. The conversation went something like this. Like you know, I don't know. This guy, Joey, he's really hot, like, you know. Oh, my God, is he hot. Really, you know. And it went on and on. And I'm thinking, can you imagine a translator from a foreign country trying to decode this conversation? He would get no meaning out of it. So one teenager writes me a question that reminded me of these two darling girls, and it sounds like she went to the same school of fuzzy thinking. She writes that she's 17 years old and that many boys have asked her to be their girl. And she goes out with one just to have fun, but then she goes out with another and nothing happens until now. Unfortunately, she doesn't tell us what happens. And she begs, help me and teach me how to, the two is the numeral two, how to make a decision in my life, cause, C-O-Z, I'm always confused. Now, her question is a perfect example of unfocused thinking and short-ranged unfocused living. So if you know anyone in your life who's doing that, who just doesn't seem to have any clarity in their thinking and no purpose in their life, no way to make decisions in their life, stay tuned. And another listener says that her romantic attention has strayed from her husband and onto a student at the university where she teaches. The student is 10 years younger than her, and this woman is also a mom. She asked, should she act on her passionate feelings for this student or stay with hubby? Now, it also happens that she calls hubby a beast, so I'll answer her question coming up too. And after the murderous Islamic fundamentalist attacks on 9/11, what I noticed was that most of us became keenly aware of the fact that we live in a free country, but that's not the norm. Did you ever get the feeling that your neighbors and coworkers take their freedom for granted? And curiously, instead of making the most of their freedom like the immigrants do, they don't seem happy, and they feel disgruntled, and they're angry at the world, and they're angry at America. They are self-imprisoned. Later in the show, I'll be talking with Dr. Andy Bernstein about how people from other countries view freedom and happiness. Again, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and my number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now, we are going to go to the phones, to our after-hours lines.
How can we get our boys to keep their rooms picked up? The reward penalty efforts are not working.
The clean room dilemma. That's the one I struggled with my son, and we talk about it openly, and he's given me permission to talk about it on the air. For kids, it's a battleground for independence. The kids are saying, Mom, I want to do it my way. And if you had told them to have a messy room, they would have a clean room. It's like, don't make my decisions, Mom. Don't control every nook and cranny of my life, including my bedroom. Don't do that to me. So I recommend you get a book, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. You need to learn that you cannot force your kids' minds. Rewards and punishments might have a short-range effect, but the kids just build revenge fantasies if you punish them. And if you reward them, they know it's a gimmick. So it doesn't come from their heart. You want them to clean from their heart. So notice kids will learn to clean their room if you back out of the way. And if they say, oh my God, where's my wallet? Where are my keys? Where's my CD? They finally see that there are facts and reality that make them have the need to clean their room. Dr. Ellen Kenner, and coming up, we have all of those things I talked about on the agenda. The 17-year-old girl who's having problems with her boyfriends and your calls to toll-free 1-877-DR-KENN. NER, Dr. Kenner.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Here are a few more assertiveness tips that may help you express yourself more effectively. 1. Pause to let your partner digest what you have said. Give your partner time to think, ask questions, and respond. Do not demand that your partner give you an answer or an apology right then and there. 2. Share the airtime. It's not fair to sit down to dinner and expect your partner to listen to your complaints and concerns nonstop for an hour. Remember that both listening and assertiveness should be used by both partners. Nor is your partner your therapist. If you feel desperately overburdened with problems, seek professional counseling.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.